Asian and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Welcome to Bose!
Mondays catch a bad rap, but they aren't that bad. Half the morning is spent telling everyone how epic your weekend was. Then you delete hundreds of emails. Next, a second cup of Joe. And just when you think about working, looky here, it's lunchtime. And that means Mo Monday, where you can take your sweet old time to enjoy an awesome burrito, chips and salsa, and a drink for only $7.99. By the time you get back and stare at the clock, it's practically Tuesday. So liven up your Monday with a great Mo Monday deal.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training. In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
From one side of the upstate to the other, you won't have to go far to find a Reuben's this football season. They have all you need for your game day experience. Great food and drink specials, plus big screen TVs with surround sound and great seats everywhere. And if you want to give your kitchen a break, let Reuben's put together a spread for you and your friends. This football season, make it Reuben's. Highway 81 off 53 in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville along the parkway off Pelham.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/sports. That's altoira.com/sports. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/sports.
With so many commercial construction options, who do you choose? If you want a company that'll build it the right way, believes in doing what is right, and offers the best customer service in the industry, choose Hood Construction. Hood Construction includes builds and office space, hospitality, healthcare, K-12 and higher education, faith-based, retail, industrial and historic renovations. We're proud of what we do, and it shows. Visit us at hoodconstruction.com to learn more. That's hoodconstruction.com.
Walked up to the road rage. I'm not sure when these when these texts have come in. I have no idea. But Doug and Clemson at some point wrote, Florida State is winless, correct? So where are their wins coming from this year? Is 0-12 possible. Ramona, give me Florida State's schedule. That Penn State schedule, absolutely brutal. I mean, that schedule is loaded with dangerous quality teams everywhere, and there's no real weak link. I mean, who are the worst teams they play? The worst teams they play are at Maryland, who's really improved with Tagovailoa at quarterback. Maybe the better Tagovailoa. Rutgers, who's vastly improved, and Indiana, who's still a good team. Those are the worst teams on the schedule. Everybody else, I mean, they're at Ohio State. They're at Iowa. They're at Ohio State. They have Michigan. That schedule is just loaded. That team makes it through that schedule, they absolutely deserve a spot at the party. Give me FSU schedule, Mona.
Okay. Their next game is Louisville at home.
So just remind me again. Okay. So they opened with Notre Dame.
Yes.
Game two was Jacksonville State.
Yes.
And game three was Wake Forest.
Yes.
Okay. They have Louisville at home.
Right.
Which is maybe their best immediate chance to win. Okay. Who's after that?
Syracuse. Home.
You know, I'm telling you, Syracuse has found a star tailback. I'm no longer sure about that game for Florida State. Go on.
Then they're at North Carolina.
Oof. Revenge game. North Carolina coughed that game up in Tallahassee last year.
Then they have UMass at home.
Oh, well, they'll beat them. They'll beat UMass. So there's always UMass. When things get bad, there's always UMass. You can always mix in a UMass. All right.
Then they're at Clemson.
Yeah.
Then they have NC State at home.
Mm.
Then Miami at home.
Somebody will win.
Then they're at Boston College.
Mm. No Djurkovic. There's at least that.
Then they're at Florida.
Mm.
And that's it.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Yeah. I don't think it bodes well for him. Mackenzie Milton is going to have to get healthier in a hurry. And starting this weekend, honestly, this is an enormous game for Florida State. It's a stop the bleeding kind of game, or it's a continue to hemorrhage and die kind of game. And I just don't know. I don't believe in Louisville either, to be honest. They got a little bit of life off the home Central Florida win. When you evaluate them statistically, they at least have faced two dynamic offenses in Ole Miss and Central Florida, which, you know, you have to consider when you evaluate their defensive numbers. I mean, they're giving up like 6.5 yards a play. But, again, they did face two really dynamic offenses. Yes.
Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's. And look, Moe's does catering for any event. You want your event to be a hit? Get it catered by Moe's. Are you kidding me? Tailgating. Moe's brings the tailgate home to you. Office parties. Moe's new meal kits feed 4 to 6 people. 3 meal kits, taco, fajita, and nachos. 13 upstate locations. We have one in Seneca now. Online ordering. You can download the Moe's app. You can order online. 20 fresh ingredients, seasonal salsa made in-house. You want fresh? Moe's dices over 35 pounds of tomatoes in-house every morning. The home of free chips and salsa. It's Moe's. Moe's Monday, $7.99 for a burrito or a bowl with chips and salsa and a drink. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get better than Moe's. They also do Christmas party catering. It's hard to believe, Ramona. That stuff's going to be coming up soon. Christmas party catering. Christmas party catering. Office party catering. Again, online ordering. Download the Moe's app. Order online. And, of course, Moe's, the home of free chips and salsa. Get to Moe's. I love the chicken home wrecker. It's like 10 pounds. It comes wrapped in foil. You get loaded up with sour cream. Ramona gets like a mini version of that, right? You get like the chicken.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Yeah, chicken soft taco, which is the same thing.
Same thing.
It's just
a smaller one. Yeah, just smaller. Yeah, more your size. It's Moe's. Get to one near you. Go see Donald Clark. He'll be at all of them.
Welcome to Moe's.
There you go. Go see a Moe's location near you. Again, 13 locations, including one in Seneca now. All right, Ramona, I want to You know, oh, you know what? Before I get to the Park National Bank, you pick them games, and we're not going to actually pick those games today. I want to talk about the games. I want to talk about games today, and not just those games, other games. I want to go back to last weekend for a minute and the National Football League, because I've been trying to get to this all week and haven't really had a chance to. The Baltimore Ravens off a, I want to say almost a giveaway loss at home to the Raiders in week one. We're facing the prospect of going 0-2 with the Kansas City Chiefs rolling into town. And the percentage of teams that make the playoffs that start the season 0-2 is 10%. 10% of the teams that start a season 0-2 make the playoffs. So 90% says you will not make the playoffs. Baltimore desperately needed to find a way to beat Kansas City, not just for that reason, but for this reason, for their own mental health. Because Kansas City had owned the Ravens, owned them. Patrick Mahomes had owned Lamar Jackson. Kansas City had owned the Ravens. The Ravens are primarily a man coverage team, or had been up until this game. And you cannot just cover those Chiefs receivers with Mahomes' ability to extend plays in man coverage and show them nothing else. And that's what primarily what Baltimore had done in recent years. And none of that worked. None of that worked. And Kansas City wasn't just beating the Ravens. They were beating their brains in. They were crushing them. And it's an enormous obstacle for a team in the Ravens who want to consider themselves to be a Super Bowl contender, to be absolutely incapable of competing with the prime team in the league, the Kansas City Chiefs, which is what they are. They've been to two straight Super Bowls. Well, if you don't think you have any chance to beat a team that is going to be your main roadblock, or one of your main roadblocks to reaching a Super Bowl, then you may as well just stop playing. But up until this weekend, the Ravens did not believe they could beat Kansas City because they couldn't. And when they fell behind a couple times in that game, it looked like it was slipping away. But to their credit, they played more zone coverage, and Lamar Jackson stepped up big time. That was an enormous personal game for Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson had acknowledged the Ravens' inability to compete against the Chiefs, and it haunted him. And this game at home, an absolute must-have for all the reasons we already cited regarding playoff percentages, etc., for what will eventually be home field in the AFC, and most importantly, from a Ravens standpoint, to get over this impossible hurdle of the Kansas City Chiefs. And there were times that it didn't look good in that game. But Lamar didn't quit. And he kept leading them back, and he kept leading them back. And then finally, with control of the game, facing a fourth and a good one, fourth and, you know, like about 4 feet, it was probably over one, the Ravens went for it. Jim Harbaugh asked Lamar Jackson what he wanted to do. Players are always going to say, I want to go for it. But that's not the want to go for it that Lamar Jackson gave. Lamar Jackson, when Harbaugh asked him that question, you know, it's like when a manager goes to the mound, or a pitching coach goes to the mound, either one, and asks the pitcher, you know, how he feels. And the manager is trying to read his body language, read his mannerisms to try and decide whether he's lying or he's telling the truth. Jim Harbaugh knew in that instant that Lamar Jackson was not lying. Jim Harbaugh knew that this was the moment of Lamar Jackson's young career. This was the moment that Lamar Jackson needed. He needed it. There's no way you can punt the ball back to Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes in that situation. You can't do it. Your best player is Lamar Jackson, and you have to leave that in his hands. And I'm going to tell you something. Jim Harbaugh heard certainty when he asked Lamar Jackson that question. And if you watch that play develop, I'm telling you right now, Ramona, there is no way on God's green earth that Lamar Jackson was going to be denied that yard. He was just not going to be denied that yard. You're talking about Gale Sayers at quarterback. That's who he is. And he was, there is just no way. You gave him a chance to put that game away, and the most spectacular athlete probably in the game today said, okay, I'm taking this, and I am ending this Kansas City curse right now. That loss doesn't mean anything for Kansas City. It really doesn't. But it was an enormous win for the Ravens franchise, and most notably for Lamar Jackson, who when given a chance to deliver the mail at the end of that game, Lamar Jackson did what only Lamar Jackson can do. Because I'm not sure there's another quarterback in the league who picks up that first down in that situation, but Lamar Jackson was not going to be denied. He was going to beat Patrick Mahomes, and he was going to beat Kansas. He was going to beat Kansas City on that play. He planted his flag. And with it, the Ravens announced that they are legit. The Ravens are now a legit Super Bowl contender. I know they're 1-1, but that win for that franchise, given all the insane number of injuries that they've already faced in this short season, that win was absolutely enormous. There's no way to even quantify how big a win that was for this franchise. Because, again, it was a situation where they weren't just losing to Kansas City. They're losing by 30 points. Kansas City was just crushing their souls. And it just looked to all the world like there's just nothing that Baltimore could do about it. Well, they did. They changed defensive strategies finally. And Lamar went full-fledged Lamar. He gave him Lamar the thrower, Lamar the runner. And at the end of the game, he gave him Lamar the champion.
Lamar, early in the game, you went out of bounds on a run, and you looked like you got up slow. Did you get banged up a little bit?
I'm good.
That's still one of my favorites. It's a classic. Lamar Jackson's asked by a reporter, during the game, you seem like in a particular play, you got banged up a little bit. Lamar Jackson clicks his heels together like six times and says, I'm good. He's still in cleats on. I'm good. And he was good. Lamar Jackson was absolutely brilliant against Kansas City. And make no mistake about it, he won that game. I mean, and honestly, for his standpoint alone, I'm so glad for him. Because I think he's such a great kid. He's such a fierce competitor, and he's so insanely gifted, just insanely gifted. And he had to face all these idiots, like Bill Polian, who wanted to have him change positions when he came to the National Football League. You know, all the old white men's network who wanted Lamar to change positions. And again, a whole round full of teams passed on Lamar Jackson as he slipped to 32 in the draft and the Ravens landed him. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing before we get a break. You want in 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacements, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. Look, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. Serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or online at gilstrapproofing.com. You will thank me later. You can get in for the first time all week. You want to join the conversation. You know what you want to talk about. You want to talk about Clemson, NC State. Regardless, you can get in right now. 654-7627. Quick break.
The city of Clemson welcomes all to an evening of music, family fun, and outdoor dining experiences this Tuesday. Rock the Block will be held at Patrick Square in Clemson, and you don't want to miss it. The family fun begins at 5:30 at 160 Thomas Green Boulevard in Patrick Square. Discover great food, music, games, and a family-friendly atmosphere. It's this Tuesday, Rock the Block, presented by the city of Clemson. For more information, search Rock the Block Clemson on Facebook.
The Health Dare, we only care about one kind of fat, belly fat. It increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, anxiety, and depression. Inches on your belly can be years on your life. It's not worth ignoring, so call the Health Dare. We specialize in blasting belly fat, and at the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Hi, folks. Qualk here. Join Donnell Clark and me each Friday night for our Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Southern Wesleyan University. This week's game is Easley at Woodmont. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on the Roar. And don't forget that you can help us choose where we go each week. Just log on to WCCPFM.com and vote in our online poll presented by Stephen Fisher Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Start your new Tiger tailgating tradition by owning a Lakeside Lodge Clemson condo across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley. Lakeside Lodge boasts high-end yet comfortable resort amenities like our restaurant, Traditions on the Lake, a football field for free tailgate festivities, and a lakeside fire pit to gather around on crisp fall evenings. When you aren't here cheering the Tigers on, earn income in the rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today.
Folks, Clemson football is back, and Death Valley will be rocking. On your way to Tigertown this season, your first stop should be Elkmont Trading Company. Lee and Amy have been working hard this summer getting new game day and fall items ready for you. It's really exciting seeing all the new gear and clothing on the sales floor. Elkmont features outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Columbia, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, and so many more. But right now, it's all about the unique game day selection at Elkmont. Truly custom jewelry, clothing, tailgating accessories, and home decor that will set you apart. While in town, come in and enjoy locally brewed pint of craft beer and a hearty meal in Elkmont's restaurant. Elkmont is at 93 exit on Highway 123 in Clemson and across the street from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville. And remember, folks, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
All South Carolinians are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccines. For help finding a vaccine location in your area, visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110. COVID-19 vaccines are free and don't require ID or insurance. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110 to find a vaccine location near you.
Hi, I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. Do you have a business with 50 or more employees? One of the greatest challenges you face is the cost of employee benefits. You pay a lot for these benefits to help you attract and retain employees. But are you getting the best deal? Are you sure? One of my clients has had these results over the past 15 years. 4 years with no increase at all, and 2 years with a decrease, and an average renewal of only 6%. I can't guarantee everyone these results, but I promise you I will fight as hard as I can to give you the best rate. Give me an opportunity. Give me a call. 864-467-8738. What do you have to lose? I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
When it's time to replace your roof, There are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the top row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5, we are the Roar.
I really like that. I really like ZZ Top.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Ramona reminds me, because I told her to remind me about my my Chinese clothing shipment. And do you remember, Ramona? This is actually pretty funny. Do you remember that I said to you that on further review of of Chinese clothing shipment number one.
Number one, okay.
You know, or foreign land shipment number one. Because we can't be entirely sure.
We don't know where it came from, around the block.
We can't be entirely sure. No, it definitely didn't. It took like a month and a half to get here. No.
Well, you know, they could have sat around for a month and a half and then sent it out to you.
Trust me, if you saw the notification I got today on that second shipment, you would know better. But in any case, I got the whole giant American flag shirt and the giant Florida Lee shirt. And, you know what? I forgot. I got one that says King.
Printed on it? Yeah. The word king?
Yeah, and it has a playing card of a king. Yeah, I got.
So you just got any old thing.
Yeah, they just, you know, they just made that up as they went along.
Funny.
And
that's hilarious.
And but on further review, when I went back through it, I told you I actually found a few things that I sort of liked. There was one pair of pants that I sort of liked, and they were really, really soft. You know.
Okay. I remember you saying this.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, this is gonna be good. So it was last weekend, and I decided I was going to wear those pants, but I wanted to throw them in the washing machine first. So I threw them in the washing machine.
I do that.
But because I was short of time, I also threw them in the dryer. Because, you know, all my other pants that are also 100% cotton, I've always thrown them in the dryer.
Yeah, I wash and dry everything. Right. I don't pay attention to tags.
Right.
If it doesn't make it, it doesn't make it. I go buy something else. But go ahead.
When I took those pants out of the dryer,
yeah,
only Tom Thumb could have worn them.
So you liked them, and these are soft, Phil.
They shrunk to a size that is impossible to explain. It's like, you know, when I opened the dryer and pulled the thing out, I was, wait, this is not what I threw in there. This could not be the pants that I had just thrown in the dryer. It's impossible. Impossible. And I mean, I should bring them in just to show you.
You should. I wouldn't mind seeing them.
They were regular size pants. They fit like pre-washer dryer. But, okay, I don't know what kind of cotton that is. All right. I know cotton shrinks. I get that.
Yeah, but there's pre-shrunk always.
Right.
Now.
And these were soft as can be. These entered the machine with like a 34-inch inseam. They exited the machine with like a 14-inch inseam.
You said, whose are these?
I just
have to bring them in. I have to see how small they are now. That's pretty funny.
And then the playing card shirt, the King shirt. I forgot about the King shirt. You still brought the Eagle. Oh, yeah. I need to.
Isn't that what it was? Yeah. American flag and Eagle on?
Now, that thing will never shrink.
No, the ones you want to shrink won't shrink.
No, look.
I've tried that, too.
You could camp out under that shirt. You could just put a... You put a stick in the middle of that shirt, and you could sleep under it.
The shirt you wore yesterday, now we don't know how it is going to wash, right?
That's the first item from that shipment I wore. It shrunk a pretty good deal.
Oh, okay.
I washed it.
And so you've already washed that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I would imagine the shrinking is over in
the
that deal.
The shrinking is over. But it was gray.
Yeah. Yeah, it was gray.
Yeah.
You know, because that's, my color, gray.
That's your color. But, wink, wink.
But when I opened the dryer and first saw that, I was like, no. There's no way. There's no way it could have shrunk that much. It's impossible. It did. So
don't order it. But now you told me the other day you ordered some more stuff.
Yeah, from a satellite company of them.
For offshoot. Yeah. Okay, so have you gotten that? You haven't gotten that yet.
No. In fact, there's not even any tracking information on that yet. They sent me something that said, when it gets to your country.
So that again. Yeah, that's what the first people did.
Said, when it gets to your country, they'll be tracking information, whatever that is. I can't wait.
Picture somebody like, I don't know, Bruce Willis or Arnold Schwarzenegger carrying packages in the middle of some jungle trying to get them to the U.S.
No.
And then you get tracking
information. No, I don't imagine
any
of that.
Well, you wouldn't. You're no fun.
I imagine DHL or something trying to, because I think the last one came from DHL eventually. DHL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so eventually that's who brought it to you?
Eventually it was a DHL shipment. So, but somehow it needs to get here first. And no, I don't imagine actors getting it here. You want to get in 654-7627. Let's go over the Carolina.
That's not what I meant, but okay.
Let's go over the Carolina, the Park National Bank, you pick 'em games, where you mean more.
Okay, the first game is Wake Forest at Virginia. They play tomorrow night.
And have you?
No. I know what you're going to ask me. I tell you every week that they're due 3:00 on Friday, and that's when I have time to do them right before the show comes on.
Okay, so you've not.
No, I have not.
Okay, so you've not done anything with that.
That
at
is
all.
Correct.
Okay.
So next week, ladies and gentlemen, listening, next week we'll have the same conversation.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
not a repeat. It's a new show and everything. It's just the same conversation next Thursday.
So
Wake Forest at Virginia. They play tonight.
They can't play tonight.
Tomorrow night.
You just made a point of emphasizing that you're getting your entry in tomorrow. Then you say Wake Forest and Virginia plays tonight.
Yes, but when I first said Wake Forest and Virginia played, I said play tomorrow night. Okay. But you weren't listening to that first time I said it.
Well, I never listened to the
listen
first
to
time you say
the
anything.
First time I say anything.
Or the second or the third
times,
or the
six,
fifth or sixth.
12. And then it's only the last word. So you heard tomorrow night. You heard the word night and went, what? Why isn't she reading me the game?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Wake Forest and Virginia, this is a pretty interesting game. Both these teams are pretty good offensively. They're both well coached. Virginia's passing game has been tremendous. Their running game, not so much. This is the question that I have about this game. I'll lay out for you what I think are the what I think is the framework for this football game.
Okay.
Virginia's averaging nearly 8 yards a play. Brendan Armstrong's thrown for nearly 2,000 yards already. They're very explosive offensively, although almost none of it is through the run game. They are almost a pass-only offense right now. And the game at North Carolina was a really good example of that. At North Carolina, Armstrong threw for 550-something yards, but they had no running game at all. Leading rusher, I think, had like 17 yards. They did not run the ball at all. So there was no balance whatsoever to the offense. North Carolina won the game because Sam Howell threw for like 350, and North Carolina ran for, I think, over 300. Well, it was over 300 because Taylor ran for 200 himself and Howell ran for over 100. So they rushed for like 350. Stan, I'm coming to you in a minute. They rushed over 350. So North Carolina was really balanced and put together like 700 yards of offense, whatever it was, 650, whatever the final total was. But, you know, Howell threw for over 300 and I think they rushed for probably 350. Whereas Virginia was just the passing game. And so here's my question for this game. Wake Forest is a balanced offense, more like North Carolina. You know, you've got quality backs, you have a quality quarterback in Hartman, and they've been balanced. And so they have that element. Virginia does not. And Wake's been really good offensively as well. Obviously, they slaughtered Florida State. So, on the surface, I think that actually favors Wake because they're the more balanced team and they can do two things, whereas Virginia's just going to have to rely mostly on throwing it. The one question I have in that regard or on that game is that this is the first time Wake's playing on the road this year. And we've seen frequently teams this year have home identities and road identities. Much of what Wake Forest does should translate. You've got an elite receiver. You've got an elite running back. You've got a good quarterback. You're well coached. Much of that should translate to the road. But I still think it's a tough game. I mean, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if Wake Forest wins the game. Forget the points. Virginia's a 4-point favorite. I certainly wouldn't be surprised if they win the game. I'm interested in watching this game. I'm not really interested in picking it, but we're going to have to pick it. So there's the dilemma. As of now, I'm still not certain who I'm picking in that game. And I looked at it for quite a while last night, as well as the rest of these games. Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. Waltip Tulip Road Rage. Stano, you're up first on Clemson versus NC State. We'll get to your calls as well. 654-7627.
With some things being unreliable, there's one thing you can count on. That is catching the Mickey Pollard Show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson every game day Friday. That's right. Every Friday of a game day weekend is Mickey Pollard at Chick-fil-A of Clemson from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Catch up on the latest football news. The tradition continues. Nothing says welcome back like Mickey Pollard at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Order at Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 654-4655 or Seneca at 886-9080.
If you are pregnant, DHEC and the CDC strongly recommend the COVID-19 vaccine. The dangers of the Delta variant, increased risk of severe illness and pregnancy complications are too great to ignore. Pregnant women with COVID-19 are at greater risk for hospitalization and for critical care, including ventilation and admission to the ICU. Pregnant women with COVID-19 are more likely to have major pregnancy complications. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator to find a vaccine near you to protect your unborn baby and yourself.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Comfort starts in the home, but what happens when that comfort is taken away? Central Electrical Services wants you to have peace of mind with Generac Home Standby Generators. By protecting your home, automatically you know your food is staying fresh in the fridge when there is a power outage after a big storm. Don't be left in the dark. Be at the forefront of backup power. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
By texting 484848, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Freshly. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at freshly.com/terms.
When life is hectic and you're rushing to get dinner together, do you
prepare a perfectly grilled flat iron steak on a bed of mashed potatoes, green beans, and sautéed carrots with a
Doubt it. But you could enjoy that meal with Freshly. Chef-crafted dinners delivered to you fresh. Freshly chefs cook nutritious meals from fresh whole food ingredients and deliver them right to your door. Since every meal is delivered fresh, simply remove from the fridge, heat for 3 minutes, and enjoy. There's no prep, no cooking, no cleaning, no stress. And now, get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. No matter how long or rushed your day is, whether you're working from home or wrangling the kids, you can still enjoy a delicious chef-crafted meal delivered fresh from Freshly. Now get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. That's HUNGRY to 484848 for your discount. Text HUNGRY to 484848.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
was just showing Mike Allstott on the monitor above me, the most overrated running back, fullback type of all time. You want to get in, 654-767-657-657. You get in and join the conversation. We'll talk a little bit about the Panthers game later in the show as well. And there are a few other NFL news note items I want to get to. You want to get in on Clemson, NC State. Look, I think this game is for the division and therefore for a berth in the ACC championship. I'm just not sure that you can lose this game and think you're getting to the championship. We came in this year thinking that NC State was probably the second best team in that division. BC was on the same level. They had Djurkovic. They don't now. So, and NC State obviously lost a really good player. They lost a couple good players. But they actually still have the leaders of that defense, and they're still talented at the linebacker level. And everybody suffers some injuries. It's the way it goes. You know, Dave Doran's been unable to beat ranked teams of any sort during his tenure at NC State. But this is the biggest game he's ever coached in. Well, one of the two biggest games he's ever coached in at NC State. And it may well be for control of the division. I'm not sure you can lose this game and expect to win the division. So it's an enormous game from that standpoint. You know, again, if this game was played, if this game was played 4 or 5 weeks from now, I think Clemson will win this game easily. But it's not going to be played 4 or 5 weeks from now. It's going to be played Saturday. Stano, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, appreciate you getting me in.
Thanks for getting in, Stano, as always.
Well, you know, they're talking about bad blood in this game. Bring you back to a little history. In 1967, NC State was ranked number 10 in the country and came down here. And their defense wore white shoes, which was a product of a fantastic defensive tackle they had called Bird, who went on to the pros. Well, this was the first game that we wore orange shoes. The team came up with the idea to have orange shoes, and the trainer named Herman McGee went up and found some orange paint, and we painted our shoes orange. And anyway, we ended up beating them, I think, 14-6. And we had a fantastic running back named Buddy Gore at that time. And every time Buddy would get tackled by Bird, he'd say, "Man, you stink." And when he scored the winning touchdown, he went to Bird and said, "How do I smell now?" Then, and it was the first time that Coach Howard had beaten a team ranked in the number 10 or less in his career.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yes. And then I'll throw another one at you. I remember going to, this would have been in the 70s. I can't remember the year. We went up to NC State and, they had some of their students jump out of the stands and attack our Tiger. Well, at that point in time, the whole student body at Clemson emptied out onto the field. And it was sort of a melee there for a while. But they got it all settled down and worked out. So I'm saying bad blood between these two teams is not current.
It's not new.
It's been,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, but I thought that was an interesting point in history, but that's the first game we ever wore orange shoes.
How about that? I love that kind of story, Stano. I appreciate you sharing that.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a good day.
You too.
Appreciate you getting me in.
Thank you, Stano. Stano always comes up with these type of stories. Love them. Because, look, these are people who have seen the history, who know the history, who know that bad blood didn't start with Dabo Swinney and Dave Doran. started way before them between these two institutions. And look, that's a tough place to go play. That's a tough place to go play. Ramona,
that's Bryce.
Okay.
Bryce. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So go ahead, and if you want to take them, go ahead and take them.
Okay, Bryce is online, too?
Yes, Bryce is online, too.
Bryce, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Bryce. How old a gentleman are you, Bryce?
I'm 12.
12. 12. Are you a Clemson fan, Bryce?
No, sir, I'm a Georgia fan.
So you're pretty happy, Bryce. So do you think you guys are the best team in the country?
Eyes closed. I think we have an elite D line, but I think we got to work on our passing game, and we need to get our weapons back, like Washington.
Bryce is another 12-year-old genius runner. We seem to have a lot of them. You're 100% right. You're 100% right, Bryce. I mean, that's a good evaluation of your own team. Have you heard anything yet on when Washington is supposed to be back?
He's supposed to play a little bit this week, and then against Vanderbilt, and he's supposed to play a little bit next week.
How about Pickens? Have you heard anything on Pickens?
He's taking reps in practice, but he won't be playing for a little bit.
Really? So he's taking reps in practice. Hey, look, if you get him back and you get Washington back, you definitely have a lot of weapons. I mean, and look, it's a good year to be Georgia because there's not anybody else that's great. So
yes, sir.
You know,
I listen to your channel a lot when I'm not doing homework or I'm at football practice.
Well, hey, look, those things, homework and football practice, they have to take they're the priority, Bryce. So you keep doing those things. Does Dad let you drive the car yet?
No, sir.
Oh, well, you got to work on him, Bryce. You know, yeah, you at least got to let him take you, you know, down to like the local supermarket parking lot and let you drive around down there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I actually got football prep. What is it? 4:57. I got to eat in about 7 minutes.
Go eat. Go eat, Bryce. Go. What position do you play, Bryce?
Two positions, corner and quarter.
So you're like a star. You have speed, too.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I like that, Bryce. I like that. All right, Bryce, good luck with football practice. Go eat. It's good talking to you. Call me again. It's well done.
Yes, sir, one more thing.
Yeah.
Well, I will call y'all tomorrow, hopefully. I shouldn't have anything.
All right.
And then one more thing. I'm trying to work on my dad. Old Miss is my second favorite team. You got to tell me they're going to – I think they're going to beat Alabama. I think they have a dominant offense.
I think they might beat Alabama too, Bryce. So we agree. So yeah, work on your dad. I think Ole Miss represents a real threat to Alabama next week. I'm with you.
Thank you. My mom's calling me. I got
to go. Go ahead, Bryce. Go ahead. That's awesome. Bryce squeezed us in there, Ramona.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that Ole Miss Alabama line and what that thing is going to come out at. And I think they're almost guaranteed to open that line too high. And I think Ole Miss has a great chance to win that game. I really do. I think they have the better quarterback. I think that Kiffin knows exactly how to attack Alabama. We saw that last year. I know that game was at Ole Miss, but there were like five shotgun snap issues in the last 15 minutes of that game for Ole Miss. Otherwise, they probably win that game. They snapped it 87 times against Alabama, and they put up like 650 yards. I think Ole Miss has a great chance to go into Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama. I really do. I think we saw – now, that was a running game, but don't get it twisted. Ole Miss is balanced. They really have three talented running backs. So – I think they can go into Alabama, be balanced, and pose that Alabama defense, which is still vastly overrated, all sorts of issues. The question is, how much better is Ole Miss's defense than it was a year ago? And I think it's significantly better. You know, a year ago, they were probably bottom 20, 25 in total defense. This year, they're about 50. That's all they need to be. Bill in Anderson. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good, Bill. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I enjoyed hearing the story about the NC State game back in the 60s. I was a student then, and I was at that game.
How about that?
And he was completely correct in everything he said. But what one thing people forget about, that is also known as the wind game. There was a heavy wind that day, and it came right down the bank and out toward Lake Hartwell.
Huh.
And, I mean, there were punts that went like 15 and 20 yards because they were kicking into the wind. And then if you were kicking the other direction, you might have it might go 60 yards. Nobody could pass worth a darn. But then again, Earl Edwards was the coach at NC State, and Frank Howard was the coach at Clemson. So passing never was their big forte.
No.
Frank Howard always said that when you pass the ball, there are three things that can happen, and two of them are bad.
Yeah.
But one of the main factors in that game was that terrific wind. I mean, they played in something like a 30, 35-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, well, you know, wind influences football about as much as anything. You know, it up in Big 12 territory where the wind blows heavily on those planes a lot, they frequently make decisions about whether to kick or receive based strictly on the wind, and they play the wind because they have to. So, unexpected 35-mile-an-hour winds changes everything.
Oh, one more footnote on that. That was one of the first games televised from Clemson.
Oh, is that right?
It wasn't the first. Hmm. Yeah. And since it was going to be on TV, it wasn't a real big deal to wear all the Clemson colors. The stadium didn't look orange at the time. But what student body did, they got, I don't know who was the ringleader of it, they got these straw hats that, you know, looks like a top hat.
Yeah.
And they were bright orange. And all the student body was wearing them, and it made the whole student body section look orange.
So you still had the orange flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was one of the first times that, you know, you really actually had the orange showing up on the TV screen, you know, in the stands and everything. But that was a big – I used to have a – hat, and I swear, I don't know what happened to it. It disappeared on me about 5 years ago.
But you had one of the hats from 1967?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to look. You need to look for that.
It's a hard.
Bill, I got to run. I'm at the top of the hour. I appreciate you adding to that story. Great job. Thank you, as always. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP 105.5. Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. The upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Ralph Hayes Toyota, the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina, has your choice of select rental vehicles. Choose from full-size trucks, including Tundras and four-wheel drive Tacomas, midsize hybrid minivans like the 40 miles to the gallon Sienna, even trucks with tow hitches. Whether tailgating at